On this day, 21st August 1971, Anglo-Irish storm. Irish and British relations took a bashing last night when UK Premier Heath launched a blistering attack on the Taoiseach, Mr. Lynch, who, earlier by telegram, condemned British attempts to find military solutions to the Northern Ireland crisis. Mr. Heath's message to Dublin used the strongest language and brought into the open a rift which may be difficult to heal. The Taoiseach declared, "The events since the introduction of internment clearly indicate the failure of internment and of current military operations as a solution to the problems of Northern Ireland. It must now be obvious to you that solutions require to be found through political means and should be based on the principle of immediate and full equality of treatment for everyone in Northern Ireland, irrespective of political views or religion. In the event of the continuation of existing policies of attempting military solutions, I intend to support the policy of passive resistance now being pursued by the non-unionist population." Mr. Heath told Mr. Lynch, "Your telegram is unjustified in its content, unacceptable in its attempt to interfere in the affairs of the UK, and can in no way contribute to the solution of the problems of Northern Ireland. The military operations to which you refer are designed solely for the defence of the people against armed terrorists whose activities, many of which originate in the Republic. I find your reference to supporting a policy of passive resistance calculated to do the maximum damage to the cooperation between the communities. Catholics resign from public life. 32 of Derry's leading Catholic local government figures announced yesterday that they were resigning their city positions immediately. They said it was a protest against internment, the reign of repression in the city, and the humiliating treatment on Wednesday of MPs John Hume and Ivan Cooper when they were charged with failing to move on command of HM forces. Among them are the three local members of the Derry Development Commission, including the Vice Chairman, Mr. Stephen McGonagall. Hume's call against repression. SDLP MP John Hume appealed for a massive turnout at Derry's anti-repression rally in the Brandywell. Mr. Hume said, "It is now essential that everyone takes a stand. We welcome full-scale support from all areas of the North." Eamon Phoenix editors note, "Within days of internment, Brian Faulkner must have felt like James II, a new resignation every day as the always limited nationalist consent for Stormont rule evaporated. But as minority demands for the abolition of Stormont intensified, Ted Heath robustly refuted Dublin's right to be consulted in Northern Ireland affairs.